with a heart of great gladness, we come before you in your tabernacle, Yahweh, to bless you and to exalt your name above the height of the Shemayim. We thank you for this blessed assurance in HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, that he opened up the understanding to Scripture, to the house of Israel, how we can live and obey the commands of our Abba with great diligence, purpose, desire to please him in all things. We come before you and yield unto you this Shabbat to bless you, to esteem you, to exalt your name in the midst of a generation and a world that is far removed from you, whereby the mind of man is given over unto every kind of seducing power of darkness. The mindset, there is no clarity or understanding. The heart of man is driven by the compulsion of lust, corruption, greed, and wickedness that dominates every sphere of life in this realm. Without your power to govern us, and we have no strength or understanding to walk in the direction and the path that you have called a people to embark upon. So we bless you for Yahshua HaMashiach, that he is and was the fulfillment of the Torah. He did not deny one component, one aspect of the life of the Torah. And he pointed us all to worship our Abba and to cry upon your name and call you our precious Yahweh. So as we assemble ourselves today, according to your mitzvah, we ask your blessing to fill the house, touch every heart, every mind, heal every body, cleanse every thought from everything that is impure, that the mind will be given over unto the pure Torah, that you may lead and guide us in the pathway of righteousness, your Tzedakah, and we may obey you, our Abba. Help us, I pray. We pray for your people, many parts of the world and the nations of the world. So we ask your strength upon Pastor Babu in India and Elder Martin there in Kenya. We ask you to strengthen our brother Peter there in Nigeria. For you to bless Brother Dukes there in Wilmington, Delaware. We ask your strength to fill the heart of the Heaths there in Pickering, in Canada, to bless them. And Elder Baker there in Savannah, Georgia. Bless, I pray, Pastor Joy Griffin there with the brothers in Okeechobee Penitentiary. Strengthen his heart. Bless Pastor Brown and Pastor Hunter. Touch Pastor Israel. We ask your blessing to fill the house there in Jamaica with Sister Hawkins and the gathering of the Kid Oceans. We ask you to strengthen Sister Catherine and Sister Pamela. We ask your blessing upon Sister Tuck and the children. We pray that you give a husband understanding, that he may fulfill that which is righteous. Bless Brother Jared, his wife there in Dallas. We ask you to strengthen Brother Michael and Sister Michael and Alex there in Ohio, to bless them mightily today as they gather with us and as they worship you, Yahweh. We pray for the strength of Brother and Sister Morgan there in Philadelphia, and Brother David Manning in St. Louis. We ask you to bless the strength of Brother Rex here in Landrin, South Carolina. We ask you to bless in a mighty way Brother Jerry Talton in Missouri City, Missouri. We ask you, Yahweh, in your mighty name, to bless Sister Morrison and Elder Basil there in Salter, South Carolina, and the penitentiary there, to bless the brothers as they gather today in your mighty name. We ask you to strengthen Brother James and his family there in Brooklyn, New York. We ask you, Almighty Yahweh, to bless the brothers and sisters, Sister Ellick in Bronx, New York. Help them in a mighty way. Give them strength, I pray, in Hamashiach's mighty name. We ask you to bless Brother Nathan as he takes this broadcast today and simulcasts it, that others may hear and others may know. There in Houston, Texas, bless him. We pray and ask you to help Sister Yalek there in Tampa, Florida, with her two daughters and her son as they make preparation to be with us all next week. We ask you to guard their steps and protect them as they travel the highway and give them great safety in Yahshua's name. Help us today and bless this gathering as we come to bless you and to esteem you. We pray that your word will go forth with great dynamics, and that the ear of the hearer may hear and perceive and know what thus saith Yahweh. Now give us rejoicing in our hearts, to live in our feet, that we may sing and dance before you, Yahweh, with a great tumult, that your name may be esteemed mightily. We ask all things by the power of your hope, Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. We thank you and we praise you forevermore. And all the Kedushans cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Thank you, Abba.
Come on and exalt him.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba.
For you are mighty, our Abba. We bless you for the gathering today, the Shabbat, for your people around the world and many nations. We pray your strength rest upon them mightily. For we bless you this day and we thank you. Touch the ears of the hearers, those that we do not know that are listening. We find them listening from many parts of the world, throughout the nations. I thought that I had seen a visitation from just about every country. And all of a sudden, those from Morocco, from Ireland, from many parts of the world. And they do have a sensitivity to hearing the truth. So bless them that listen in Morocco, in Ireland, in Japan, in Jamaica, in the Bahamas, the Caribbean islands, throughout this hemisphere. Bless your people, I pray, and give them great assurance and hope. We ask it all in the mighty hope of Hamashiach. And all the Kedoshim said, Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Look to your neighbor and say to them, Shalom Eliashim. Yahweh be with you. You may be seated. We do bless him. I do bless him, and I do thank him. What a wonderful time and an opportunity to be in his house, in the presence of our great King, the one that has created all things. And we must understand that he made all things for his pleasure, that he may take great delight, that it may be a pleasing, aesthetic thing to his heart. So he made man, and he crowned him with authority, power, and a might and a majestic form, that even the creation in the Shemaiah marvel at this thing that Yahweh had created. And he breathed his breath into man, and he became a living identity as to whom the mighty Creator is, for there is life in nothing else. You cannot find life in anything else. You're not going to find it in religion. You're not going to find it in the secular things of the world, sectarianism. You're not going to find it in riches and houses, land. It can only be found in the revelation. And that is the Torah made real to a man, that he understand the purpose of Yahweh and the purpose that he has created him, that he may be the crowning identity of Almighty Yahweh. Now, we have seen the works of darkness. We have seen the powers of hell rise up against the beauty of Yahweh. We find men today that they are grotesque in their appearance. They have removed themselves away from the natural Torah or laws of Yahweh. We find women today that have disdain for the Torah. He said for the woman to be the keeper of the home. He said for her to take care of the house and the children. And so we have this disdain for the Torah of Yahweh. They have gone about establishing their own righteousness to convey unto a generation and a people that it is all right to do it. You can do what you think is good. You allow your own heart to lead you. Well, my friend, your own heart is deceitful. It's desperately wicked. It doesn't lead to truth. There is only one power and one ruah that leads unto the truth, and that is HaKodesh, the ruah of Yahweh that leads us into all truth. So you find a generation that is segregated from the Torah and the truth of Yahweh. And everyone wants to identify with him in some natural, physical lineage. Those want to relate to him in some superior mindset that they perceive they have, to say that Yahweh is with them. Those that have a military might, a military power, they want to say that this is certainly the strength of Yahweh, so he is with us. Those that have the economic power to alter the lives of people in that nation and nations of the world, they will say, surely this is the work of Yahweh, because the other nations do not share in the prosperity that we possess. They are blind. They are ignorant. And they suppose that the things that they have gained is the true sign that Yahweh is with them. I'm here to tell you they are not the seeds of Yisrael. They do not possess the character of Yaakov, nor do they have the might and the power of the true identity and the character of Yisrael. In order for us to understand the true identity of the character of Yisrael, we must go to the book. We must go to the Bereshit, the beginning of all things, when it was initiated by Yahweh. And we must find out what Yahweh says and what he instructed in order to know the identity and the character of the true seed of Yaakov. Yahweh cannot lie. Whatever he says is the truth. We have a generation that is deceived. We have a generation that is so corrupt and so vile that truth cannot even penetrate the veneer of their wickedness. Their countenance, it is hard against Yahweh. Their attitude is not shapen by the power of the Torah. And when one is not shaping his mind, his heart, his will, is not formed by the Torah of Yahweh, then he is an outcast. I do not care of his ethnicity, his racial identity, his physical strength, his economic power, and his religious prowess. It means nothing at all to Yahweh. We see this proliferation of religious Jezebels today. You find them in every ethnicity and every race of people. You find them in the dark-skinned people. You find them in the cream-skinned people. That this false illusion that they possess because of their twisted, corrupt hearts, that it is an interpretation of Torah, and that is not so. Well, who gives you the authority? Well, Scripture Revelation gives us the authority to understand. It gives us the openness and the understanding of the mind of Yahweh. And that is what He did in HaMashiach, this living power of the Torah, to give us understanding or an inroad into His consciousness, His mind, and His perception. But man today, because of his deluded and polluted hearts, he has no understanding of this pure mind of Yahweh. He cannot think in the terms of Yahweh. And yet the very first man He created thought in those terms, because He gave him a command and a charge, and he did it explicitly according to what Yahweh had commanded him to do. And he named every living creature. He was the governor of the earth. He was the power and authority of the earth. He was the progenitor of creation in the earth. The man Adam, made after the power, the image, and that is the excellency of Yahweh, that he was formed and made to give us direction as how we come before Almighty Yahweh. He gave him a Torah of living life, and he has not changed that. And his Torah opens the door into his presence. And that is why HaMashiach had to bring the fullness of it, not in a form, not in a fashion, but he had to fulfill it. What the Kohens did was right, as they offered unto Yahweh. What HaMashiach said, we will show you the renewed living way. We will not change the process. We will just change how it is done. But the process still works. The Torah still works. It still works. And what has happened because of the corruption of the Levim of men, they have corrupted the word of Yahweh. And everyone wants to identify with Him. But there is an explicit identity of the house of Israel, and Scripture shows us that. And I would have begun that this day. The true character and the identity of Israel, that we may understand the strength, the character, that we may understand who Israel is. We got every race upon the face of the earth. They're pitting themselves against each other. Those that are the dark of dark-skinned ones say that they are the true ones. Those that are the creamiest of skin say that they are. Those that are in the middle range of the yellow skin, they all declare and they all substantiate their doctrines by the pollution of their corrupt mind. Their heart has deceived them. They know not the way of Yahweh, nor do they understand the pathway of righteousness. We must be gone in Scripture. Has nothing to do with the historical revelations of men, but we must be gone in Scripture. Has nothing to do with their stories, but it has to do with His revelation. Has nothing to do with what they have concocted and how they have twisted and maligned Scripture. Did they walk in such hubris manner? Exceeding pride, excessiveness of pride, and that cannot be in the house of Israel. And I would have begun in Bereshit, the beginning of all things, and see what Scripture says. The character of Israel, it has not been diminished. It has not been lost at all. The powers of darkness through the subtlety, subtleties of altering things, He has changed even the mindset of man. I was looking at a picture this morning in the Observer. And you had this Caucasian woman walking past three homeless men. One was sitting in the doorway, one was standing, and another was sitting with a cane. And the capture read that a picture speaks a thousand words. So this woman, she was logging this box of materia past them. And so it was conveyed in the mindset of people that you see this woman with these three men of dark skinnedness, and she is one of the cream colored skin, and she's walking past them, and they have no character at all to assist her, to help her. And so it was a rage. People began to write the editorials concerning this capture of this picture. And one said that a picture speaks a thousand words, but a picture doesn't tell the truth because it speaks a thousand words. Because you can interpret whatever you want to into that scenario, and you can make it fitting for your own of your own corruptness, that it will fit your scenario, but it may not be the scenario. And what Scripture does, it gives us a true analytical analysis of things by the mind of Yahweh that can only be interpreted by having the same kind of ruah and the mindset that Yahweh had in order to understand what He is trying to convey. And unless you have the direction of the Torah, unless your mind has been shaped by the Torah, unless your levim have been shaped by the Torah, you will not understand the mind of Yahweh. Our mind, our heart has been shaped by natural, carnal things that we have been associated with, that we identify what is right and what is proper, but it has nothing to do with what is lawful and righteous that Yahweh has ordained. And so we must begin at the beginning. The Bereshit. It was that thing that was perceived and the natural perception that was right that caused Adam to reject the truth of Yahweh. And that is what it does today. Those natural things cause you to reject Torah. It caused you to reject truth. It caused you to denounce what is right to do, what is proper to do, because you have shaped your mind by those things that you have perceived to be right, that you want to be right, that you would like to be right, and not what Yahweh has ordained as being right. And it is certain that His Torah is right. It has not changed. HaMashiach come to fulfill that. He came to bring the burdens that had been ritualized into the Torah. He came to take them to the stake and to destroy the power of those things, that we will have the liberty to walk in this life. The Torah has always been life. Yahweh says, I set before you life and death. And He tells you what to choose. How do you know what life is without the Torah? HaMashiach is the living power of the Torah. So how do you know what life is without a Torah or a guidance or without stipulations? You must know that. Even life itself in the natural form teaches us that there are certain things we must do to maintain a healthy life, doesn't it? There's a proper way to eat. There's a proper amount of sleep you must have. There's a proper nourishment of your body. There's a proper rest of your body in order for you to have the buoyancy of life. And if you don't have the buoyancy of life, it's because you're not doing the things that are proper. If you're lethargic and you have no flow of the energy of life, it's because you're not following the proper protocol. And that's a proper protocol to life itself. And that is what Yahweh has given us in the Torah, a proper protocol. That we follow that to its fullness. And if we follow that to its fullness, then it will generate the power of His life. And if you do not follow the Torah to its fullness, then there is no life in you at all. We must understand the identity of Yisrael, the character, her strength, her character, and know who she is. And we must begin in the book, in the scroll. We cannot begin with some kind of philosophical idea. We cannot begin with some kind of arrogant, hubris intent. Because the black man wants to be superior to the white man. You cannot tell him of his errors and his falseness and his fallacies. This is the kind of generation we live in. It's a haughty one. It rejects truth. And so we must have men that will stand and speak the truth. And they must stand with a great energy. And they cannot be perturbed or turned or changed because of the people and what they want to hear. So I began at the very shed of all things. The character of Israel. The identity of Israel. And how shall you know true house of Israel? Or it began in Bereshit, Genesis 32, verse 24. We understand the scenario of this account, that Yaakov was running from his brother Esau. We must understand that this account and the whole scenario was ordained of Yahweh. He chose from the beginning Yaakov to be the lineage of the house of Israel. He did not choose one that was a mighty warrior, one that had blood on his hand. He did not choose Esau. But he found one that was of a gentle nature. And he was in that nation of Yaakov, just like he did with David when he chose him. When he had elder brothers over him, just like with Abraham, he chose Yaakov instead of Ishmael. Just like Joshua, Yahweh chose him instead of Reuben. And so Yahweh knows all things. And he chose not according to the seeing of the eyes, but according to his wisdom. Is how Yahweh chooses one. Scripture says, now Yaakov in verse 32-24, it says, and Yaakov was left alone. And there wrestled a man, the heavenly messenger, with Yaakov until the break of day. Now we can see the great strength and the great fortitude of this one. He had great strength and great fortitude. This is a weak nation. The people of this nation are weak. They have succumbed to sin and the power of darkness. Yaakov knew that there was a coveted relationship and it was his. It was dispensed by the mouth of his Abba Yitzhak. And he knew that the relationship or the coveted relationship was sure. And it's one sure sign of Israel. They know the coveted relationship with their Abba. This generation doesn't know it. I don't care what ethnicity of people you deal with, they do not know it. So he wrestled with the messenger of Yahweh. And when the heavenly messenger saw that I want you to understand this, because this is the strength of the character of Israel. Words have no meaning, words have powerful meaning. They have great implications. And they have great revelation. When this messenger saw that he could not prevail against Yaakov, the messenger touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Yaakov's thigh was out of joint, and the man wrestled with Yaakov. Verse 26. And the messenger said unto him, let me go, for the day breaks. And Yaakov said, I will not let you go, except you bless me. Unless you salute me, unless you identify who I am, I will not allow you to go. Now that's the implication there. He said, I will not allow you to go. Until you barak, until you salute me, until you identify who I am, until you open your mouth to let me know that this covenant with my Abba, that it is not something that cannot be annulled by my actions or my deeds. I will not let you go until you salute me. This is a generation that turns its heart away from your way. It doesn't hold fast to that which is true, and that is tov. We hold fast to the things that are corrupt, evil, and vile. He said, I will not let this messenger go, because I know that he is from Yahweh. I will not allow him to go, unless you barak me. And the man said unto Yaakov, now I want you to hear this. He said, this messenger said unto Yaakov, he said, what is your name? And he answered, my name is Yaakov. I am the supplanter. I am the heel catcher. I am the one that supplants. Supplant. I am the one that just plant myself over the plant, and I will grow vigorously. Now that is what the meaning of his name was, Yaakov. I am the supplanter. And he said, your name shall be called no more Yaakov, but it shall be called Yisrael. For as a prince, Asa, you have power, first of all, with Yahweh, with men, and you have prevailed. Now that is what I want to emphasize in this teaching today. And you have prevailed. You have nasi. You have overcome. I want to define this because it's vitally important. Because I must do this in order for Scripture to be made clear to you. Now, do you see the strength of Yisrael? He said, and you shall be no more called Yaakov, but you shall be called Yisrael, for you have prevailed. And when one is the true identity of Yisrael, it is the one that Yahweh lifts up. They are captains, they are the leaders, they are the Geba, they are the strong ones that prevail against the powers of darkness. They are not succumbed to the forces of hell, but they have the strength of Yahweh. They are the Zaz, or the princes of Yahweh. We use that terminology in school when I was in school, the Tsars of Russia. And the Tsars throughout the times of certain rule and certain nations. And so you are the Tsars. You are the ones that have power with Yahweh. You have the strength of Yahweh because you have the assurance of His Torah written in your Levim. And this is a generation that very few can be identified as those that prevail. Now I want to indicate what that means in two accounts, all right? I want you to understand what it means. I want you to know that. He did not change his name to Shaul, Yosef, but he changed his name to Yisrael. And that word Yisrael simply means this, Yahweh prevails. And we must understand what prevailing is in order to understand how Yahweh prevails. We must understand the accounts of prevailing to understand how Yahweh prevails. And if we don't understand that, we can never see the fruit of true Yisrael. And so men will begin to perceive and look after things after the seeing of the eye and the hearing of the ear. But it must be according to Torah. It must be according to truth. You cannot identify Yisrael until you understand truth. And we must understand Scripture in order to understand truth. So Yahweh, that name or that seed are those that prevail against the powers of hell, against their own will, because they are princes of Yahweh. I want to identify that word in the Hebraic vernacular, in that mindset. You know, when you try to learn another language, you almost have to think in that language to understand the nuances of the language. Try teaching yourself another language. I've tried that. So you must always think in the nuances of that language. And there are many little nuances or little things about the language, idioms, that you will miss if you don't understand the thorough language of that vernacular. Now, I want you to hear this now. Brother Allen brought this word out to us some time ago, Geva, But I want you to understand the meaning of prevail. It is gabah. It is to have strength, to be strong, to be powerful, to be mighty, to be great, to confirm a covenant. Now, one must be able to confirm the covenant of Yahweh. To confirm the covenant, to show oneself mighty, to overcome, to gain the victory or superiority. You must have the superior power. You must have the superior might. Now, Yahweh is the one that prevails. He is the one that prevails. He is the one that causes us to overcome the true identity of Israel, to gain the advantage. Now that is the Gabah. That is the prevailing of Yahweh. And the reason I want to identify the meaning, which is very important, because as I began to show you what Scripture says, you will understand the very tenaciousness and the power when one has the ability to prevail, when one has the strength and the prevailing power of Yahweh. What he said to Yaakov, your strength is not yours because you cannot, you see this, you cannot overcome the strength and the veracity of Esau. That is why you're running. That's why you're trying to save your flesh. He said, but now the covenant relationship with you, Yaakov, says to you that I will prevail for you. You are Yisrael, and you will be identified by the power of your strength. And men shall know that you are Yisrael. It is not going to be based upon the texture of your skin complexity. We find these dogmas and doctrines of hell being exported all around the world today. And he caused this arrogance of pride and this hubris mindset whereby battles and fighting continuous. It is not the Ruah of Yahweh. He says, but you shall be Yisrael, and you shall be a prince. You shall be a Tzar of mine, and you shall be a Gabah. You shall be one that is strong. You shall always have the advantage. You shall be one that overcomes every circumstance. You shall be the king and the ruler, and you shall not be the one that is under the feet of Shaitan. Now that's what it is. This nation is under the power of hell. Every nation around the world, the races of people are ruled by forces of darkness. They're not ruled by the Torah of Yahweh. They will extract from the letter, but they do not have the power of the Ruah. And they die. You have it with those that are of color, those that are Caucasians, those that call themselves, quote, African Americans or black. They do not have the strength or the power of Yahweh. It's either that Torah is the truth or it's a lie. It's either that it has great revelation to us or it's false. He said, you have prevailed. You have the power to prevail against the opposition of hell. You have the strength of Yahweh. You have the might of Yahweh because I will impart into you my values. And we need Yahweh's values. No white values or black values. We need the values of Yahweh. Because they corrupt you. They pollute you. They cause you to be filled with a stench. And an odor that is so foul and vile. Not a family prevailing. It is Yahweh's prevailing. So we need the Gabah of Yahweh. We need the Gabah of Yahweh. Now I want to deal with two indications of the strength of this word prevailing. Now in the English vernacular, it does not express unto us the strength of this word. So I will read us the Hebraic and the English definition. It says to prevail in the Webster. It means to dominate. To be domineering, to predominate, to conquer, the best, master, triumph, to win, to beat, to overcome, to triumph mightily, and to reign, to triumph, to overcome, to be very domineering, through. Because you know what the covenant says, and you know the relationship of the covenant. You know the power of the covenant relationship with Almighty Yahweh. You know that. Now that is the Merriam-Webster definition of the word prevail. I want to point out one more meaning before I continue this path. It is the Hebraic words. It is, and the word is yokol. Yokol. It has the same implication, but there's just the nuances of the meaning just a little different. It is to prevail now. It is, first of all, to be able. We're not a very able people, are we? That's what it says now. To be able. I am able to do all things through Yahshua HaMashiach, for he is the strength of the Torah of Yahweh. To be able to gain and to accomplish, to be able to endure. Now this is dealing with to be able now. To be able to endure, and that is to suffer great trials and burdens without murmuring and complaining. To be able to endure, to be able to reach, to be able to overcome, to be able to be victorious, to be able to have ability, to be able to have strength. Do you understand that? Now what Yahweh wants to show us in this teaching today is the dynamics of His power to prevail. When He says to you, I am able to do that. And don't forget it. I'm able to cause the winds to blow. Don't you forget it. I'm able to cause the heavens to loose the rain down upon the earth. Don't you forget it. I'm able to stand and no man can defy me. I am victorious because I'm Yahweh, and don't you forget it. And so it implies here in the Yokol is to show us the significance of His ability to be able. To be able. And Yisrael is able to walk in the Torah, to obey it faithfully, to know the strength of the Torah, to know the power of the truth of the Torah, to be able to love the Torah, to be able to keep the mitzvahs of Yahweh, to be able to love judgment, the mitzvahim of Yahweh. Now that is the identity and the character of Yisrael. Now, if we do not meet these criteria, then we are not the identity of Israel. I don't give a nickel's worth of rat's dung about the complexity or the color of your skin. It means nothing at all. He said, you shall know the power of Israel by the character. And a man must exemplify the power of character, because without that it has nothing. How do you know? Because Yahweh has character. He tells you, I'm able. And I want you to understand that I am able. And I can do it. I want you to know that. And that's what he wanted to express to us today. He is able. And Yisrael is able. Not this heathen world today. It is not able. Do you must understand that when he called that little Hebraic people out, they were small in number. It was just a few. They were the outcasts. They had no value. They had nothing at all. Nothing whatsoever. And so we have this race identity today. That's what we have. And they are as corrupt as hell. They are vile. They are evil. They do every kind of sadistic thing. It is a sure thing with the identity of Israel. When he brought the Hebraic people out, he brought them out to serve him. And he said, from that people I will establish the lineage of my house, Israel. And you shall be the one that is of great strength. You shall be the rulers. You shall be the power. Not this power today. This power is sadistic. It is of hell. The power in America is ordained by the forces of darkness. This is not the power of Yahweh. This is the power of the, quote, God of this world, unquote. This is not Yahweh's power. Because without judgment, you could have no true power of Yahweh in the midst, because he is known to his house by his mishfatim, by the judgment of Yahweh, he has made known this nation. There is no spirit of judgment. There is no true identity. There is no true purpose in the heart. They have gathered a people together, an ignorant people. They have turned them against people of the Middle East, and this nation and Christianity is more pagan than Islam. They have painted a picture
that the Muslims are all terrorists. They do wicked stuff just like the Christians and the rest of them, because they do not have the Torah of Yahweh. And those that call themselves Yahdims, they're in the land that they call Israel. They are as wicked as the ones you call Muslims or walking in Islam. They kill, they destroy. They have no ahava at all. None whatsoever. And so it has formed the minds of the people in this nation that Mr. Saddam had weapons of mass destruction, and this ignorant nation and this foolish mentality thinks that this charlatan of a leader, that this man that calls himself a Christian, which he is, that has lied, breaking the Torah of Yahweh and bombing people and killing them by the hundreds of thousands, and yet they see no wrong in that. But the Torah teaches against that. Sure does. You're not going to have the shalom of Yahweh without Torah. You're not going to have anything you call peace without Torah. That's why he said, my shalom I give unto you, Israel, because they have Torah. When you're not at shalom with a brother and sister, it's because you're not in the Torah. You're in your corrupt flesh. You are wicked. You are vile. Because if the Torah is written in your heart, as much that lies within you, if it's written there, did he not say he would do a new thing? He would write his Torah in our heart. He would write his mishpatim, his mishvats in our heart. Did he not say that? So as much that lies within you, in you, you understand in you, then you be at shalom with every man. So if the Torah is not there, if the mitzvahs are not there, you cannot be at shalom with anyone. You're going to raise hell. You're going to be angry. You're going to be violent. Your attitude is going to be violent against others. You're not going to see anything that is worthwhile than anyone else. Because there's nothing in you. And it all lies in what's in your own heart. That's what Scripture says. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I'm going to preach or whatever. I'm going to do it Yahweh's way. Hallelujah, way. Scripture says, I want to begin here. It says, I want to read this out of Maccabee. This is what it says. I want you all to hear this. Oh, you all hear this. You don't have the Apocrypha, but I want to read what it says here. This is what it says. Now listen to this. It says this. It says in Maccabees 2:10, for the Torah. Do you all hear that? I want you to hear this now. For the Torah prevails. It is victorious. It is powerful. It is mighty. Do you all hear that? For the Torah prevails even over affection for parents. You might as well say hallelujah, Yahweh. For the Torah prevails. Now I want to show you the strength of the Torah. We are wicked people. We don't want Yahweh to instruct us. We will defy Torah because of our own wicked affections. We will denounce Torah. We will denounce truth because of our own emotions. It's because of the corrupted and the wickedness of your heart. You will get offended and upset at Torah. But you will not get offended at the wicked nature of your own heart. I want to read that. I'll quote this, what it says. Matter of fact, I ought to post it back there. It says, for the Torah, that brother I was talking to this morning, Brother Nathan, down there in Houston. He said, Pastor Roberts, I was reading the book of Yasha. He said, I'm telling you, that is a powerful book. I said to him, Brother Nathan, it is so much we don't know and understand. That's what we must study. And I do believe that even in the Apocrypha, the writings of truth are there. And they are there. He says here, for the Torah prevails even over affection for parents. Why? So that virtue is not abandoned for their sake. So that the truth of the Torah It's not about it because of your daddy or your mother or your son or your daughter. So the Torah, it prevails. It gains. It is to accomplish. It is to give us gain. It is to give us victorious power through Israel, even over our affection for our parents. And what we do as a people, we have more affection. We think it's affection, but it's unnatural affection. Because you cannot have natural affection or the true affection of Yahweh unless your lev is governed by Torah, by truth. Did HaMashiach have affection? We know that for Yahweh so loved the world that He sent His bosom, His begotten Son. He so loved the world. So how can you have Ahava without Torah discipline? You can't. And that's why what we have is so full of hypocrisy and dissimulation. It is not real. My friend, it's not who you think is real. It's you that's not real. You understand? It's not your neighbor that you think is unreal. It's you. It's not your neighbor that has nothing. It is you that have nothing. It is not your neighbor that has very little. It's you, my friend. Why? Because as much as you love yourself, then you ought to love your neighbor as yourself. Because you don't know how to love yourself. Because you have no true love for yourself. You don't speak truth to yourself. You will speak lies and deception. That's not Yisrael. Yaakov did not lie to Esau. He said, sell me your birthright. That's what he said. He was charged of Yahweh from the beginning to be the progenitor of Israel. He says, sell me your birthright. Sell me that. Give me your birthright. Give me that. And because of his famish and greed, he said, give me some of that bread, that meat you're cooking, and I'll sell it to you. For what good is my birthright when I'm famishing, almost dead? And that's what this generation says. What good is it serving Yahweh? I don't see no gain. Why? Because they don't have the mind of HaMashiach. What good was him going down into the grave for 3 days and three nights? In the natural, you cannot see any gain of that. But it loosed every power of darkness there was and gave us victory. He was able to give us victory in the Torah. Do you understand? In the Torah. He was able to give us the victorious power of the Torah. He was able to give us the life of the Torah. He was able to give us the strength of the Torah. He was able to give us the Binah, the understanding of the Torah. He was able to give us the Mishpatim, the judgment of the Torah. He was able to give us those things. Why? Because it did not seem valid to the natural eye. It did not seem pertinent to the natural eye. It did not seem as though it was of any great value at all. But it is. Well, I can't do that. I will do what Scripture says. I believe this. For the Torah prevails. It has great strength. It is powerful. It is mighty. It is great. It confirms the covenant that you have with Yahweh. For the Torah prevails even over the affection and your emotion for your parents for one reason, and the only reason, so that virtue, the purity, the strength, the righteousness of Yahweh is not abandoned because of daddy or mother, husband or wife. You can't abandon the Torah because of them. You can't abandon the truth because of your children, your wife, your husband, your kinsmen. You can't abandon that. Your affection is based upon a false premise anyway. If it's not the true identity of the Hava of Yahweh that comes by the Ruah, you don't have what we call love anyway. You have a false emotion. And it deceives you. And that's why you're easily deceived. That's why even our natural kinsmen can deceive us. Don't tell me we haven't been deceived by them. The only one time you met them, you said you prayed for this one or that one, and they all tell you, I'm saved now, and you believe that lie. You hear a great rejoicing in that folly. Then you look at them, they're back like a dog, and they're doing the same things that a dog would do. The Torah prevails. It's strong, it's powerful. I don't care what your emotion for your mom or dad is. The Torah is greater. The truth of Yahweh is greater. Well, if daddy don't go there, I won't go. If mama doesn't go, if daddy doesn't stay, or wife or husband, I will. See, that's not total truth. Nothing caused Yaakov to turn that messenger loose. Because it says in the beginning that he wrestled with him. And when the heavenly messenger saw that he prevailed not against. Now, do you understand that here's a messenger from Yahweh? You tell me that one Malak of Yahweh can smite tens of thousands. And he could not prevail against Yaakov. What did he have? He had the covenant relationship or the covenant blessing. Not this trash and this damnable doctrine. And these corrupt lies like a T.D. Jakes. Or Benny Hinn. I mean, like R.G. Stair and all these corruptors and perverters of Bishop Longs. These men do not understand the covenant relationship of Yahweh. Not like Charles Stanley or this corrupt thing that the media, this darling of the media now, Mr. Joel Osteen. They're promoting this corrupt thing. He's a vile child of hell. He's a power and a conveyor of darkness. And so they get this little pristine white looking face, and I said that way because that is the truth. This Caucasian face, this image that is so pure and so right and pristine. And they put him on every television. They put him before every kind of motivational thing. He signed a book contract the other day that even President Clinton, Hillary, Rush Limbaugh, no one has ever signed it. $13 million, half of all the profits, because they know that he is a money making whore. And so the media promote them, and it puts this image in the minds of an adulterous, vile generation, a shaitanic generation that seeks the power of Shaitan, and they raise up this priest of hell that defies the Torah, that defies the name of Yahweh, and the people will spend millions and millions of dollars on his trivia books that have nothing at all. When a man of Yahweh stands with the power of his truth, they reject him as a fruitcase. And that's the truth. Because he will deal with this sin. And sin is simply this transgression of the Torah. When a man defies the Torah, he's in sin. Look at who he is. So they put up this pristine looking image. Joel Osteen. And they say, this is the one. And we are so ignorant, people will buy it. Yes, they will. And if you were there, you will buy it too. And give you a giddy feeling. Become giddish and fill a few little goosebumps for him. Because he's photogenic. He's handsome. His teeth are pretty. And I like my teeth. Nice looking teeth. He has this physical acceptance. He's not big. He's not overpowering, so he's gentle as a little dove, as they would put it. And the people will buy the books by the millions. They will buy his false philosophy by the millions. And yet they will not buy the truth of Torah. They will not buy that. You buy the truth and you don't sell it. So the Torah prevails, my brothers and sisters, even over your affection for your daddy or anyone. It prevails over the affection of your wife or your husband. Do you understand? You do not reject Torah for a husband or wife. You do not deny Torah because of a child or a daughter or son. You do not deny Torah. You do not. You do not oppose Yahweh because of your affection. You think it's affection for some natural lineage over Yahweh. The power of Yisrael is that Yisrael prevails. Yisrael is able to. Yisrael is able to. She is your call. She is able to. What? Able to keep his Torah. To obey Yahweh. To submit to Yahweh. To love Yahweh. To be comforted by Yahweh. And they are strong in the might of the power of Yahweh because they have seen the prevailing power of Yahweh and they know the stature and the power of their Abba. These men today serve gods of deception. They do not know Yahweh. They have no understanding of his strength, his character, his truth. None. My prayer is Yahweh raise up the prophet, a man that stands with great integrity in this wicked vile nation. And that when he speaks, everyone will know that it is of Yahweh. Not these imposters and these pseudo false men. You cannot be a true man of Yahweh without teaching the power of Torah. We have all been deceived. Yahweh says in this hour, I've winter that. Now if you go to that stage of a witch and you're bewitched where you cannot obey my Torah, then I will destroy you. And he is destroying them. You don't believe it. They have no life in them at all. You can't have life without the Torah. And the Word was made flesh. And we beheld the power and the honor of the living Abba. How are you going to have life in you without the govern, the power to be governed, or the law of Yahweh to govern you? That's why he gives us statutes and ordinances. Statutes gives us limitation. Can any of us eat sugar 7 days a week, every meal? Will it kill you? Sure will. Can you just put anything in this body that defy the Torah of Yahweh? If you eat squat all day long, you think it's not going to kill you? If you eat buzzard meat all day long, you think it's not going to kill you? Sure it is. And we have eaten the buzzard meat. We've eaten the swine meat. We've eaten the raccoon. We've eaten the opossums. We've eaten these crustaceans from the ocean and these dark things that creep up from the bottom of the oceans and these dark creeping sands of men. We believe that. Why? Because we were dumb like sheep. You're dumb just like little sheep. That's what we were. We entrusted them. We had confidence in them. And Yahweh says, now I call you all to repent and to denounce those treacherous lying ways, those deceptions that turn you away from Torah, that turn you away from our identity. Yisrael is identified by the power to prevail, by her Gabar, or Yakul. She's not identified with this trash out here today. It's nothing but talk and philosophical reasoning. That's all they have. And you're not going to convince them. They're not going to convince me. They will hear this, but they're not convinced. They're not convinced. They take every scripture and apply it to their race or their nationality or their nationalism. It's wrong. I read this one Mexican said, he said, black people are not Israel, only Mexicans. Did the blacks say that? You're not, or we will include you, but it is the people of dark skin. And what the white people said, we have a blush nature, our skin blushing, so we are, and they're all lies. They're not prevailing against darkness. The Caucasians, the blacks, or whomever in here, that's what control this nation today. And the men that are in control of this nation, they are spiritual powers, they are beings of darkness, their God is a dark God, and they worship Him. That's why everything is evil in America. Everything they do is seductive and evil. Everything they do is corrupt. Everything they do. And you're not going to be a part of that cauldron of darkness unless you sell your being unto the legion of darkness. You must do that. You're not going to be a mover or a shaker. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Jesse Jackson. I don't care if it's Farrakhan. You're not going to do it. You're not. Why? Because it was one thing that Daniel would not do in Nebuchadnezzar's house. He had a Torah. He had a law. He did not defy Yahweh. He will not. Scripture says this. He will not defile. He will not defile himself with the meat of the king. He will not eat it. He will not drink the king's wine that seduce and cause one to be drunken. For they have no understanding of Yahweh. He will not. They will not. They will not. And that shows us that the strength of the prevailing power of Yahweh. In the midst of a fire furnace, they still did not denounce him. They still did not. They still did not. And in the midst of that, so Nebuchadnezzar said, did not we cast in three, and behold, there are four? They saw the life of the Torah there. I will show you in the book. Let me move on. It's a lot to this. Now, I don't care if it intrigues you or not. I want to know truth. And it doesn't come by one little 5-minute session with Yahweh. You're not going to get anything of great substance with 2 or 3 minutes. And I tell you that now. You're not going to get anything from Yahweh when you have no time for Him. You're not going to get one thing at all from Him. Hallelujah. So the Torah prevails even over affliction of parents, so that the virtue is not abandoned for their sake. Now, I want to show you the power of Yahweh's, what he considered as the Gavah, the prevailing. Turn quickly to Bereshit chapter 7. I want to read this account. Tell me what can withstand this. Now, this is using the same text, same expression as unto Yisrael. Tell me what can withstand this. It says in Bereshit chapter 7 verse 17. This is profound here. It says, and the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased, and bear up the ark. It lifted the ark up, and it was lifted up upon the earth. Now look at this now, verse 18. And the waters prevail, Gabah, and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. Again. And the waters, Gabah, it prevail exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills were under the whole Shemayim. It was covered. Now look at the power of his prevailing now. 15 cubic upward did the water prevail, and the mountains were covered. Verse 21, and all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both fowl and of cattle, and of beasts, and of every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth, and every Adam, every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, and all that was in the dry land died. Why? And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both Adam and cattle, creeping things, and fowl of the Shemayim, and they were destroyed from the Olam, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. Verse 24, and the waters prevail upon the earth 150 days. Did the waters overcome the earth? Was it powerful? Do you understand the prevailing of Yahweh? Here, Yahweh, here is Noah, is this metaphor of Israel. Everything that Yahweh has done, it was from the beginning. He knew what he was going to do. Before you were ever formed in the belly of your mother's womb, he knew you. And he shows us this prevailing power. How was Noah able to prevail? Well, he held fast to the Torah, to the teaching and the instructions of Yahweh. And his instruction was so precise. He told him how to build it. He told him how to pitch it. He told him the length and the width, the depth. He told him what kind of wood. He instructed him. And that is what the Torah does. It instructs us in every discipline of life. In every discipline of life, the Torah instructs us in. And what it does in true Yisrael, she prevail against the onslaught of hell, that water prevail upon the earth. We saw a glimpse of what water will do. We were not there physically, but you have heard and seen pictures and things of what happened in Louisiana when the levees broke, when the waters began to overflood. And people were swept away. Homes moved from off their foundations. The waters prevail. It moved with an overcoming thrust of power and force. And true Israel moves with the overcoming power of thrust and force. Well, what is the foundation of their power? It is Torah. It's Torah revelation. It is the power of the Torah. And Yahweh says, to understand the strength and the character of Israel, I will show you examples. And the waters prevail upon the earth, that nothing stopped the waters. There was nothing to impede the waters. And when the dynamics of Israel, the true identity of her character, when Israel walks in that character, there's nothing that can withstand Israel. Because Israel is a prince of Yahweh. And Yahweh prevails, and that is what Yisrael is. It is the power of Yahweh working. What power do we have of Yahweh but His Torah? Can I say to us, brothers and sisters, we don't know anything because we don't have the discipline to hear. We don't have the discipline to even discipline ourselves. We don't have the discipline to be quiet, to hear, and to perceive. And that's why we don't know very much today. That's why we cannot comprehend. We want to put Yahweh on our schedule. When He is not on our schedule, we get agitated. And that's why we're an ignorant people. We don't know anything. So the waters prevail upon the earth. And the waters prevail on the earth 150 days. Nothing lived. Nothing could stand in the way. Everything that had breath. Every bug, every creeping thing died. Everything. Nothing could prevail. And when Israel, the true character of Israel, when Israel walks in the true dynamics of Yahweh, when Israel, and that is Israel, those that have the true character of Yahweh, and it will never be developed without Torah. It can never be developed without Torah. And once we began to understand the power of Torah, when the true power of HaKodesh Ruach, not this trash, not this trash that we were taught in Christendom. That's trash. These are the powers of hell. Not this falling out looking like some ignoramuses that we all participated in. That's not the power of the HaKodesh. When the power of the Ruach of Yahweh comes, it takes great consolation in the strength of what's in you. You need to get the Torah in you. HaMashiach did not teach anything any different. Everything He taught was on the basis of Torah. I know how men and these corruptors today, they have those that say they're law keepers and they only keep Torah. And they don't even know what Torah is. They do not. They walk in this secular mindset. They do everything that the world does. They live like the world. They're wicked like the world. You got the white ones say they are the true Israelites of the Hebrew people and they detest each other. You got the black ones that say that and they cannot provide for each other. You got the Mexicans that say that and they abhor each other. They're corrupt. You got the Arabics that say that they are and they are full of hell and they despise one another. The strength of Israel, the prevailing capital, her prevailing character will be one of prevailing. A great strength. When the storms, I don't care what comes against Israel, it has the power to prevail. It is able. It overcomes. It is the head and not the tail. It is not subservient, but it is majestic and powerful. Israel is the ruler. Israel is the dominant power. Israel has the dominant power because it has the character of Yahweh. Does Yahweh dominate all the other creations? And does He dominate all the beings that call themselves, quote, gods, unquote? Yes. He declared that He is the king of all ones that declare themselves kings. And He is a mighty sovereign ruler over every bell upon the face of the earth. We need truth, brothers and sisters. We need the truth of Yahweh, and you better pray, Yahweh, I don't care who the man is, raise him up. Whomever he is, I will know. I will receive the brother. I will know that he speaks the truth. Hallelujah, Yahweh. What? By his skin color? No, by what character he possesses. And his words, the words will be dynamic and powerful, and men will hear the words. Only Israel is going to hear. Who heard what Yahweh spoke or the heavenly messenger spoke unto Israel? Nobody but Israel. Did he not? Did Esau hear that? He didn't hear that. Esau came riding like a vengeance, raving thing of darkness. He came to destroy him from hell to pieces. He was going to rip. I can imagine that Esau was a valiant warrior. He was not some little wimpy man. He didn't walk around with his shoulders slumped down. He walked with a sense of great arrogance and pride. When you saw Esau, he was one of strength. When men saw him, they looked at him. Why? Because they knew he had something that was mighty and powerful. That's the nature of this nation here. It is an Esau nation. It has no birthright at all. It's an adulterous nation. It is a wicked nation that has produced a hybrid people, a people full of lies and deception and corruption that have no power of the Torah of Yahweh. That's what America is. She's a cauldron of bastardom. That's what our daughters and sons are. They have not the power of Yahweh. They have not the revelation of Yahweh. And I say it without an apologetic spirit either. To hell with all white people, blacks too. So only Israel who heard the great voice of Yahweh. Is that so? Only Israel. Esau didn't hear that. But Yahweh said, you're going to prevail. Because your name shall be Israel. And out of you shall come a strength that shall mutate, shall be transmitted into the seed, into the lineage of Israel. And Shaltan saw, he was there, he heard it. Sure he heard it. But there was nothing he could do. That's why Yahweh says, your name is Israel. Don't you understand? That's why we find in this nation today all these hybrid made up names. Because they have no value today. Because we are like a hybrid people. And that's the truth. That's the truth. We're like a hybrid natural people. So that's why you find them making up the name, taking apart a daddy, mama, sister, at some place. And they make them up today. They're hybrid names. That's all they are, hybrid. They have no history, nothing to them. There's only one name that has the beginning of history. And that's the name of Yahweh. You know, he didn't have to tell Adam his name because Adam knew him. He had to know him because in order for him to name everything, he had to know the one that made him. He knew his name. He knew exactly what his name was. And it wasn't spoken in the tongue with a twisted, filthy tongue like we have today. It was spoken so pure that even when he spoke it, Yahweh just... The Melechim just looked. The cherubim, Michael and Gabriel, they looked and said, my, what a great thing. Say it again. I just want to hear you say it. I know it, but I want to hear you say it. This thing. So Israel's strength, nothing prevails against Israel. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all. Because Israel is a prince of Yahweh, a Zah, strong one that is able to overcome, able to sustain, able to be superior, able to fight the battle. We don't fight the battle today. When the enemy toils in your mind, we are so weak and feverish. We're feeble people. How much you say when the enemy comes in like a flood, yeah, we will lift up a standard. What is the standard? What is the standard? What do we think he's going to lift up? How do we interpret that? His standard is his Torah. That's the standard that he lifts up. He said, can you come against that? The Torah prevails, even over affection for parents. The Torah prevailed. So that is Yahweh's standard, his Torah. Can you withstand that? I will show us in Scripture. You know the reason that we are so befuddled? Because we don't read enough. We don't search Scripture. So when you hear things, you will know that it has some connotation of truth because you've read it. You've read it somewhere. You ever talk to someone and say, I was reading that myself. Oh, that was so... You know what it said? This? Come on, brothers and sisters. You've talked to someone like that. Oh, I was reading that last night. Oh, I read that. You know, I read those same verses some time ago. And the reason we can't say that, or the reason we have no consensus, hallelujah, way, or bless you, Abba, because we don't have this word in us, there's very little in us. We have enough trash and folly in us to make us hellish and foolish. We don't have enough of His righteousness. I won't stop for no one, Yahweh. For I do that kill me. And I mean that with all what's in me. Take me today. I mean that. I mean it. I mean that. So the waters prevail. They prevail upon the earth. Israel prevails. Shigabah. Israel, he is the strength of Yahweh.